Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Go Jaguars!
Woo-hoo! Fans are burning up the open mic in the WOKV app. I'm joined live now by Jaguars President Mark Lamping. Has everyone come down from the return trip and that homecoming we saw at Everbank Field, Mark?
Oh, that was awesome. You know, the fans have been so supportive over the the past many years, and they haven't had a lot to cheer for in at least in recent history, and this has been just so fulfilling. To have the fans react the way that they have, and nobody deserves it more than Jaguar fans.
It has been a long road the past few years. We've had multiple conversations about the business side of the house and then getting it right on the field. Can you assess the level of satisfaction right now?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about the the football team, Tom and Dave and Doug and the entire staff, I don't their goal isn't to get to the AFC Championship game. It's loftier than that. So the players and the coaches certainly believe there's a lot more to play for. As far as the fans are concerned, I think that it's been a really positive year, and probably more from the perspective of the way that Doug Marrone has expressed the importance that the fans play and what a difference they make in terms of creating Everbank Field and delivering a real home field advantage.
How special was it to hear the Duval chants in Pittsburgh and to see the teal in the stadium? I mean, you're talking about, and you've been with sports in big cities like St. Louis and before, to see Pittsburgh, such a deep sports area, sports city and sports area, to see so many Jags fans traveling, that certainly had to mean a lot.
It certainly did, and first I have to tell you, the Pittsburgh fans, the Steelers fans, could not have been more hospitable. Of course, they wanted to win, but they were outstanding hosts, and many of the Jaguar fans that I've had a chance to speak to since Sunday that made the trip to Pittsburgh all expressed those similar sentiments. So, Steeler Nation is a first-class a group of football fans. I was really surprised by the number of Jaguar fans that made it to Pittsburgh. They were very vocal. They were very excited. And, again, it's nobody deserves success more than Jaguar fans, because Jaguar fans have been unfairly maligned over the years in terms of their support for the team, and it's great to see the national spotlight back on Jacksonville, for everyone to see what a great football market Jacksonville is.
Jaguars President Mark Lamping joins me with that national spotlight and a lot of love and attention happening right now, since most of the rest of the country is probably rooting against the Patriots, seventh straight year in the AFC Championship game. How do the guys shut out all that buzz and just keep their head down and keep grinding?
Well, that's a better question for Doug or Dave or Tom. I can tell you that, the team, just observing how, Doug has conducted things this entire season, the players have been focused week in and week out on the next game, and, I don't think that's any different this week. Everybody's focused on the Patriots and on Sunday, and, when that date passed, then they decide what they're going to do next. So, I don't have any thoughts whatsoever that anything is going to change in terms of the team's approach this week.
I understand a small group of people were working behind the scenes ahead of this past weekend on that homecoming. Are there plans, or is there discussion already about win or lose what happens Sunday night once the team returns again?
I think it's way premature to be thinking about what's going to happen after a game that hasn't been played yet. Certainly don't want to do anything that would be a distraction for anyone. It was just such a wonderful evening, Sunday night. I know the players really appreciated it, and the fans that came down to Everbank, I think they had a wonderful time.
Nice catching up again. Jaguars President Mark Lamping, best of luck to the team, and obviously sales of Jags gear through the roof. You're seeing more shirts and beanies and hats all around town. Pretty cool to see in Jacksonville and the greater metro area. Had an email from someone saying, hey, the Duval chant, what about us in Clay and St. John's County? We've got to come up with something for it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.